Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey 2, Tango, 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 Gordon. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Any station with emergency or priority traffic, please call K2BAR. Okay, this is K2BAR. As mentioned before, this is W2TTT Gordon. And the Barotech Net is run weekly on Thursday nights on the facilities of the Bergen County FM Association. And we run this net for the purpose of exchanging information about technical subjects related to amateur radio, electronics, things that depend on telecommunications and those other things related to electronics and amateur radio. So you pretty much can talk about anything you want as long as you can draw it back to those basic subjects of interest. So you need not be a member of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. In fact, we encourage any amateur who's got permission to operate in the amateur 2-meter band in these United States to participate. Whether or not you have a question or a comment, please plan to participate. So we log in a very orderly manner. It's a little different than other nets that you might be familiar with. We look for your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment, or none of the above. So, let's start with the K2s. Call signs beginning with Kilo 2. Please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above. Okay, any kilos, please call with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above.
KO2, okay. Hi, Gordon. No questions, no comments.
Danny Bennett? Okay. Well, nice to hear you. I'm kind of curious about your DX adventures the last week or so, if any, especially on 6 meters. And, I have not spoken with anybody since the VHF contest, so I'm kind of curious about that as well, but we'll get to that. I had a ripple on time. I have a question about how to do my logging, because I was a rover, so I'm trying to figure out how to build the log, so I built a submission for each grid or whatever, but we'll get to that. Any other kilos? Okay. How about whiskeys? Any whiskey stations?
This is W2JEJ, Don. No questions.
Good evening, Donald. Pleasure hearing you as well. Any other whiskeys?
This is W2KBF. No comments for the net at this time.
Good evening, Carl. I did get a follow-up message regarding the bike tour in August, by the way. And things are progressing nicely. Pardon me. All right. Any other whiskeys? Okay. How about November stations? With your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above.
M3CRD, Charlie, no questions.
Good evening, Charlie. It's a pleasure hearing you as well. And we'll add you to the list. Any other kilos, any other November stations, pardon me. Alrighty. Any other Alpha stations? Alrighty. Any other late chickens to the net, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name. And whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above, please call K2BAR.
This is KC2QGL with K2BAR. This is Vince. No questions or comments.
Hey, KC2QGL, welcome aboard. Your name?
It's Vince.
Thank you, Vince. Alrighty. Any other kilos or any call signs?
K2ZC, Dave, no questions or comments.
Okay, very good, Dave. We're looking forward to that bike tour in August where you're going to ride, I think. Very good. Any other stations wishing to check in? Okie dokie. All right, so I have a question. The first question is, does anybody know how to do the logging for a rover using, you know, submissions from each of the grid squares from which you're operating? Is which, I don't know which program I should use, or do I have to actually open up a separate file for each grid from which I worked and then sum them manually? How does that all work? Does anybody know for rover operation? I'd appreciate knowing, because I drove all the way to Atlanta during the contest. It was interesting. 3CRT. CRT go.
I did a Google search for logging as a rover, and the first light, the first link is W3KM Gen Log, VHF Log, Rover Contest Logger, and it looks like it's free. So I might want to try that one.
Okay, Charlie, what was that again?
W3KM. Let me see. If you just go to Google and type in logging as a rover, the first log, and actually there's another one for on QSLNet/W3KM. It looks like it'll do what you need to want, or you want to do.
Okay. Well, that's useful. Thank you very much. I will do that. I wrote logging as a yogging as a rover. Yeah, logging as a rover. I think I do this just sober as can be. And W3 Kilo Mike, I will download his software if it's permissible and enter all my little paper logs. I was using little 4x7 yellow pads of paper, and every time I ran out of paper, I went to the next piece. If I ran out of grid, I went to a new piece, put the grid on the top, and just kept right on going. It was rather amazing. I had a lot of fun, by the way. You just ran 6 and 2, plus FM on 222, 2 meters, and 440, and that it was a hoot. It really was. It really was a lot of fun. So I'll be definitely sending that log in. I've never done that before, and courtesy of my corporate obligation to be ready for training on Monday morning, it worked out real well. Alrighty. Anyway, all these stations that we hear, I worked them all, whether it was from afar or near. The interesting thing was I called up to Jim Jackson, the contest site, and I think he was trying to get you, Charlie, and God knows whoever else. No, maybe it was either you or was it David to get on 6 meters and work me, or 2 meters and work me. I have to go back and look. But I never did get to work you guys from where I was. What was obnoxious, I was able to work W1QK, who was farther away, and I was farther away by the time I reworked them. And I kept hearing, you know, J2BAR, but could not get the attention of the station, no matter what I did. So it was a little frustrating, but in any case, I did work you when I was in close-in grid, but I did not work you when I was far away, although not for lack of trying. Let's see. Just reference, I had halos on my van for 2 and 6, and verticals for 2, 220, 440. So it worked out real well. Anybody else with comments about the VHF contest, please call KTBAR.
N3CRT, I'm wondering, how did you keep track of your what grid you were in when you were mobile?
Good question. I had not one, but two GPSs, and they do read in grid format. I basically just kept an eye on them. And when I crossed over, I squawked a new grid, and everybody kind of knew I was a rover by the time I got on the other side of the weather. If you recall, Saturday afternoon, we had some rain that came through at the end of the afternoon pretty violently, and I don't know how it was here, but when I crossed the Delaware water gap, or actually Delaware, when I crossed the Delaware, I crossed on 78. It was pretty intense, and I actually went to the Welcome Center around the other side of the bridge and pulled over for 15 minutes and just got my bearings, made a pit stop, did all that good stuff, and got a candy bar and took a sip of soda and waited for the weather to at least calm down a little bit. But I will say this, during a majority of the evening, I was going down the western edge of the Shenandoah, right at the foothills of the mountains, I look about 10 to 20 miles to my east and consistently saw lightning flashes to my east all the way down to the point of southern Virginia. It was rather amazing. Anything you want to add to that, Charlie?
No, I'm just I'm looking at a short list of GPS's that this one's discontinued, that spit out Grid Square. I'm wondering what model you were using.
I had Netrex and Netrex Summit. Most of the Garmin, pedestrian backpacker kind of GPS's have Maidenhead Grid Squares as an answer, and it worked real well. Some of their road types do not offer that, but just so you know, Garmin has a patent on the use of the Maidenhead Grid Squares in a GPS. So that's why you don't see other manufacturers offering it except under license. And I don't know if they've actually licensed it.
Okay. So I have a little trouble finding some information here when I type in Garmin eTrex Grid Squares, but I forgot. But I have a dealer login for our Garmin dealership, and I can get right on there and see what they offer. Thanks a lot, N3GRD.
Grid Square is not going to work. Use the word Maidenhead, Maidenhead. Maidenhead Grid Squares. That system was originally formulated in the UK, hence the name. Okay, so that's pretty much it for that. Anybody else have any comments about the VHF contest? Anyone want to tell about the war stories from the hill? Okay, very good. My next question before we go to, my next question is going to be about fuel day, but I want to see if there are any other check-ins for the net. Anybody else checking in to the Bergen Amateur Radio Association technical net, please call K2BAR. Okay, nothing heard. My other question was running fuel day. I know Barra has its fuel day planned for the for the Bergen County Community Services Building parking lot in Paramus, and that should be a fun exercise. And I believe that whole thing gets started with a meeting at the garage, where we have our storage garage, and then people will be meeting over there for deployment. I have heard that the Bergen County Police are going to bring over their Illumina Tower so they can put up some really cool stuff, and I think that'll be excellent. Good luck with that. Make sure we get pictures, guys. I'll be out at, in Morris County in Camp Lewis with my Boy Scout troop and Cub Scout pack. About 100 people, and about, I guess, of the 100 people, I think 11 or 12 of them are hams. And I think, probably 10, 9 or 10 will be hams, actually, in attendance, now I think about it. But others have some other commitments. But it should be fun. We're going to have all sorts of HF rigs and VHF rigs, and it should be a good old time. So that's pretty much what we have from this side of the game. Anybody else have things planned for fuel day? Please call K2BAR. Okay, any other topics people would like to raise for the technical net? This is K2BAR. I want to thank everybody for checking in tonight. It's probably the shortest session we've had. We will have a TechNet again next week. I will be at control. I was away last week. I don't know who ran the net. I know several people had offered to do it. And hopefully it all worked out. But I was away on business. The good news is being away on business was a way to facilitate being a rover to Atlanta. I wouldn't normally do that on my own, I'll tell you that right now. But it was cool. Alrighty. 7-3, everybody have a great night. This is K2BAR, thanking the Bergen County FM Association for the use of the repeater. And wishing everybody a pleasant night. This is W2TTT.